Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank God for the word. I'm so excited at the word of God. I'm so excited about the word of God. Thank God for the word. Hallelujah. It's another week on the Everyday with Jesus broadcast. And then we'll be studying what salvation is not in the broader series, remission of sins, forgiveness of sins, salvation by faith in Christ. We're going to come to metaphors for salvation very soon after we're done teaching. After we're done seeing what salvation is not, this is a very important aspect of this study. We need to clarify again what salvation is not. There are many Christians out there who, you can't even call them Christians by the time you get to know what they have come to believe or embrace. You can't place where they stand. Glory to Jesus. At the very best, you could just classify them as church people, churchgoers, members of a church denomination because of their belief. You know, the man Paul will say that you are saved if you keep in memory these things I have delivered to you, unless you have believed in vain. 1 Corinthians 15. So the man that has not believed, the man that does not or has not believed the facts of the gospel of Christ, is death, burial, resurrection for sins and justification, is not saved. No matter how long he stayed in the church community. That's quite sad and heartbreaking. Glory to Jesus. So it's important to always come back to clarify what salvation is and what salvation is not from the Bible. So far we've seen that salvation is not serving God faithfully. We've seen that salvation is not refraining from sin. And we've seen the implication of believing these false gospels. We've also duly emphasized that faith alone in Christ alone is what saves. Salvation is only by faith. Salvation is not required. Works is not required to be saved. You don't require works to be saved. You don't require to do anything for God to be saved. You are saved only on account of your faith in Christ Jesus. Let me again state today that salvation is not by faith plus works. This is another very deadly trap that many believers are falling into. Very deadly, slippery ground. That a man is saved by faith and then he continues in the Christian faith to maintain his salvation. He is given a lifetime task or journey of perfecting his salvation or maintaining his salvation by what he does. This is one and the same as advocating salvation by works. There's no difference. Hallelujah. The moment any aspect of your works can feature in how you are saved, can contribute to the facts of your salvation, can contribute to the reality of your salvation, what we are preaching is salvation by works. Glory to Jesus. In fact, if it is required that you do just one thing, or let's say you are required to do just 2% to maintain your work of salvation, to maintain the reality of your salvation, your position in Christ Jesus, what we are still preaching is salvation by works. Hallelujah. Faith does not in any way coexist with works when it comes to salvation. So we have to be very clear about this. Salvation is not by faith plus works. Salvation is not that we are saved by faith, then we are being perfected as we continue in the faith by doing something. That's one and the same as advocating salvation by works. Hallelujah. The reason why a lot of people don't know how to escape this trap and they find it quite appealing is because it maintains that salvation is by faith. So you find somebody who says, well, we are saved only because we believe now. Salvation is us believing in Jesus' death and resurrection. The only thing is that though we are saved by what Jesus has done, by believing in it, but, see, the moment a man adds a but, hallelujah, you add a but to what has been done, you add a but to the idea of faith alone in Christ alone for salvation, you are perverting the whole thing. Hallelujah. Let me show you an instance. Acts 15. It was not about saying that faith was not required for salvation. It was about saying faith was not alone. Faith was not alone. Acts of Apostles chapter 15. Look at this carefully. Glory to God. Acts 15, I will read from verse 1. Bible says, and certain men came down from Judea and taught the brethren, unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved. Unless you cannot be saved. Have you seen that? So look at verse 5. Bible says, but some of the sect of the Pharisees who believed rose up saying, it is necessary to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses. So they had believed. They weren't saying faith was not required. They weren't saying believing was unnecessary. They believed. So they said, in addition to believing, they must be circumcised and keep the law of Moses. So it was faith plus works. Now that's one and the same as preaching salvation by works alone. No matter how much you bring faith into the picture, no matter how much you stylishly bring in believing, faith, and all that, the moment you advocate that something must be done to maintain salvation or to guarantee your salvation or to sustain your salvation till the end, you are preaching salvation by works. This has to be well stated. Glory to Jesus. So, salvation is not faith plus works. In fact, salvation is faith without works. Salvation is faith without works. You don't do anything to be saved. You don't do anything to remain saved. Glory to Jesus. Salvation is faith without works. I was going to see a contrast today between salvation and Christian living. You see how in salvation, it is faith without works. In Christian living, it is faith plus good works. In fact, more accurately, it is faith producing good works. Hallelujah. So in Christian living, works play a vital role. And those works are an offshoot of our faith. They are a product of our faith in Christ. So it as we mature in the Christian faith, we are producing good works. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10, where is workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God ordained before time that we should walk in them. Have you seen? So we are created for those good works. And you see, those good works are going to find expression as a man matures in the Christian faith. As a man grows and matures in the knowledge of Christ, the good works will begin to find expression through him. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. Bible says all scripture is given and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be equipped, thoroughly furnished for every good work. That the man of God may be complete, thoroughly furnished for every good work. The word complete there is the word mature. As the man matures in the Christian faith, through teaching, indoctrination, through indoctrination and training in righteousness, he begins to produce the good works that he has been created for in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So, salvation is faith without works. Christian living is faith producing good works. So, in Christian living, works find relevance. Hallelujah. In salvation, works find no relevance. There is no place for works. Glory to Jesus. There's no place for works. We are going to see in Ephesians chapter 2 that I quoted, we're going to see how in the previous verses of Ephesians 2:10, we see how Paul already says, by grace we have been saved through faith, not of ourselves, not of works. So when it gets to the aspect of serving Jesus, working for Jesus, you know, working for Jesus and serving him and walking in the new life, he says we are created for good works. When it came to salvation, he says it is without works. Hallelujah. We'll look at it again. But like I said, it's as a man matures in the Christian faith that he begins to produce the good works he's been designed for in Christ Jesus. These are not things you try to struggle to do. This is a product of spiritual maturity in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 1. Philippians 1 from verse 9. Bible says, and this I pray that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. Have you seen this now? That as we are bound in knowledge and discernment, we are able to approve the things that are excellent, and we are sincere and without offense, and we are filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ. So it is Christ producing in us fruits of righteousness as we expose our minds to the truth of the word of God, as we increase and abound in knowledge and all discernment. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Look at this also. Philippians chapter 2, verse 11. Philippians 2, sorry, verse 12. Philippians 2, 12 to 13. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. It is God that works in you both to will and to do. So the desire to do good works is not only from is not only that which God is inspiring and orchestrating. Even the doing of the good works is inspired by God. It is God that is at work in us to will and to do. Glory to Jesus. So you see that this is a response to the workings of God on the inside. This is a response to the workings of God on the inside, which is found in spiritual maturity. Hallelujah. What happens in spiritual maturity? A man's mind is exposed to the word of God, and such a man becomes influenced by the Spirit of Christ. He becomes influenced by God's word, by his Spirit. Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Have you seen? So, a man produces good works in Christ Jesus as he matures in the faith. So again, I'll say that in salvation, it is faith without works. See, if you are going to understand salvation well and be able to preach it well, you must first settle this fact that salvation is faith without works. You must never be found mixing things up. You must never be found trying to balance these things. There's no balance between faith and works where salvation is concerned. To bring works into faith is not to be preaching balance. You are distorting and perverting the gospel. It is faith without works. So let's walk through a couple of scriptures that ascertain and establish this fact. Romans chapter 3, verse 20. Glory to Jesus. Romans 3, 20. Oh, hallelujah. Bible says, let me even start from verse 19. Romans chapter 3, from verse 19. Bible says, now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Verse 20. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. By the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight. By the law is the knowledge of sin. Have you seen? So works are not required in salvation. Romans chapter 3, verse 27 to 28. Look at this carefully. Romans 3, 27 to 28. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? No. But by the law of faith. The law of faith excludes boasting. Because the law of faith does not preach doing something to get something. Doing something to be saved. The law of faith preaches doing nothing to be saved apart from believing in what has been done. Hallelujah. That's the law of faith. Do nothing but believe in that which has been done. Verse 28, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. A man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. Our conclusion based on the gospel is that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. That is, faith without works is what saves a man. Hallelujah. Faith without works is what saves a man. Look at Romans chapter 4 from verse 1 to 8. Faith without works is salvation. Faith producing good works is spiritual growth and spiritual and Christian living. Romans chapter 4, verse 1 to 7. Bible says, what then shall we say that Abraham our father has found according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt. But to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. Have you seen? That it is to him who does not work that his faith is counted as righteousness. To him that does not work. Mark this very carefully because it will come in handy when we start delving into James 2. He says, if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about. But not before God. That is, Abraham was not justified by works in the sight of God. So where salvation is concerned, it is faith without works. Hallelujah. Look at verse 6. Just as David also describes the blessedness of the man to whom God imputes righteousness apart from works. Righteousness is imputed apart from what? Apart from works. So salvation is faith without works. Hallelujah. Verse 7. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord shall not impute sin. All this is apart from his works, only on the basis of his faith in what Jesus has done. Glory to God. Look at Romans 11, verse 6. Thank you, Jesus. Romans 11, verse 6. Faith without works is what saves. Hallelujah. Faith in what Jesus did, faith in the work of Christ without our own works is what saves. Romans 11, verse 6. Bible says, and if by grace, then it is no longer of works. Otherwise, grace is no longer grace. But if it is of works, it is no longer grace. Otherwise, work is no longer work. Have you seen that works and grace do not coexist? Now, we know that grace is in relationship with faith. It is faith in the grace of God. Hallelujah. For by grace you have been saved through faith. Ephesians 2:8. By grace through faith. Romans chapter 5. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. We have peace with God. It now says, through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand. So, faith and grace are together. So, when he says, if it is of grace, it is not of works, we can substitute that the word grace there for faith also. We can say, if it is of faith, it is not of works. Because faith and grace are together. So, they don't coexist. It's either it's faith, the grace of God, or it works. You will never find works and grace or works and faith together. Hallelujah. Where salvation is concerned. Glory to Jesus. Look at 1 Corinthians 1 verse 30 to 31. 1 Corinthians 1 30 to 31. Bible says, but of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. So, we can't boast in anything because we can only boast in the Lord because he did all the work. So, for salvation, it's faith without works. Look at Galatians chapter 2, verse 16. Glory to Jesus. Galatians 2, 16. Look at this carefully. Pay attention. Galatians 2, 16. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Christ Jesus, that we might be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified. So it's salvation. Salvation is faith without works. Hallelujah. And if you have an idea of the audience, this was written to the Galatians, you realize that they had already fallen victim of the school of thought or of the false teaching that says a man must maintain his salvation by his works after he's saved. Glory to Jesus. And we're going to see that very soon. But look at verse 20. Galatians 2, 20 to 21. Galatians 2, 20 to 21. Bible says, and I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Verse 21. I do not set aside the grace of God. For if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died in vain. Have you seen that? If righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died in vain. Hallelujah. The life I now live in the flesh, it is still by faith. Post-salvation, my living is still by faith in what Christ did. I'm not trying to maintain my salvation by what I do. I'm not trying to perfect my salvation by my works. Glory to Jesus. That's why the next thing he begins to say to the Galatians, look at chapter 3. From 1 to 6. Oh, foolish Galatians, the next thing he begins to say to them is how that it is absurd, it is foolish to begin by faith and attempt to perfect your salvation by your works. Galatians chapter 3. Bible says, oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified? This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered too many things in vain? If indeed it was in vain. Have you seen now? Therefore, who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Just as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. So Paul is saying that now that you have believed in Christ, you were saved on account of your faith alone in Christ, in what Christ has done. You were saved on account of trusting in the sacrifice of Jesus alone. Why do you think you can perfect yourself now or make yourself mature or maintain your salvation by your works? It makes no sense. You started by faith, you complete only by faith in Christ. Hallelujah. So the equation for salvation is faith without works. Faith in his work without your own impute. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This is very clear from the scriptures. Look at Galatians chapter 5, verse 4. Galatians 5, 4. In fact, let me start from verse 1. Bible says, stand fast therefore in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Indeed, I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. And I testify again to every man who becomes circumcised that he is a debtor to keep the old law. Verse 4, point of emphasis. You have become estranged from Christ. You who attempt to be justified by the law, you are falling from grace. Have you seen? The falling from grace concept is that of attempting to be justified by the works of the law. Attempting to be justified by what you do. The formula or the equation for salvation is faith without works. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9. 2 Timothy 1 verse 9. Glory to God. Look at this carefully. 2 Timothy 1 verse 9. Apostle Paul speaking to Timothy. He says, I'll start from verse 8. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God. Verse 9. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. God saved us. He called us, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace. So salvation is faith without works. Hallelujah. Faith without works. Faith without works. Look at Titus chapter 3, verse 4 to 7. Hallelujah. Titus 3, 4 to 7. Bible says, but when the kindness and love of our God and Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness, 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 which we have done. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done. Salvation overrules our works. There's no place for it. There's no relevance for it. There's no basis for faith and, you know, and works for salvation. There's no basis for it in the Bible. What you find expressly taught, emphatically taught in scriptures, is faith alone in Christ alone where salvation is concerned. Glory be to God. So he saved us and called us according to his own purpose and grace, not according to our works. Titus says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. Hallelujah. According to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. We were justified not by his grace and our works, but by his grace alone. Glory to Jesus. By his grace alone. Hallelujah. So let's go to James chapter 2, verse 17. Glory to God. James chapter 2, verse 17. Bible says, thus also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Now, most times, people miss the point of James because they have not even understood Paul's letters very well. Recall that we saw how that Paul says Abraham was not justified in the sight of God by works. So just hold that well. Abraham was not justified in the sight of God by works. Romans chapter 4, 1 to 4. He was not justified in the sight of God by works. Hallelujah. So when James says faith without works is dead, what was he discussing here? Was it salvation or Christian living? The context shows from verse 14, what does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or a sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also faith without, by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. So he's discussing Christian living, walking in love towards another brother or sister in the faith. Now, when he says faith is dead, it's in a context. Your faith is not dead to God. Your faith is dead to the person you are meant to walk in love towards. That's why the word dead there, the word dead as used here, is the word that means inoperative. It means inactive. So your faith is inactive and inoperative towards that fellow. Not that your faith is inexistent. You have faith in God. You were saved by faith without works. So your faith is there. As a matter of fact, that's why we are demanding that you give expression to your faith. If faith wasn't there, we wouldn't be telling you to show works of faith. Hallelujah. So your faith is there. It is not inexistent. It is there. But it is inactive and inoperative towards your fellow man unless something is done. Unless you show works of faith. Hallelujah. Look at verse 18 of James 2. James 2:18. Bible says, but someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. So who are we showing our faith by our works? Men or God? Men. Hallelujah. Men. It is men that need to see faith by what we do, not God. God sees your faith. As a matter of fact, God gave you your faith. That's why Jesus is called the author and finisher of faith. So faith is from God himself. We don't need to demonstrate faith to God by doing something. We don't need to show God or prove to God that we have faith by what we are doing, because he knows we have faith. He authored it. He gave it to us. Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith is a gift of God. Glory to Jesus. Faith is a gift from God. Ephesians chapter 2 that I said we are going to consider. Ephesians 2:8-9. Look at this now. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. Most times people just read that and they say, okay, we are saved by grace, not of ourselves. But what it says is not of ourselves, is beyond just the grace of God. It says you are saved by grace through faith, not of yourselves. What is not of yourself? Grace through faith. Both the grace of God that made the provision available and the faith of God that gave you access into that provision is not of yourself. Hallelujah. So that's why you can't say, well, they say salvation is by faith without works. But I did something now. Then we ask you, what did you do? You say, but I believed. No, your believing is not a work. You didn't do something. The believing came from God as a persuasion. So faith is a gift from God. Glory to Jesus. Faith is a gift from God. So faith comes by hearing. The persuasion comes in the gospel. Look at Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1. Glory to Jesus. Galatians chapter 1. Verse 6. I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel. He who called you in the grace of Christ. He who called you in the grace of Christ. Look at this. Look at this place. Galatians chapter 5. Glory to Jesus. Galatians chapter 5. Verse 8. Let me read from verse 7. Bible says, you ran well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? This persuasion does not come from him who calls you. So the one that called you in the grace of Christ called you with a persuasion. Hallelujah. He put the persuasion in you. He persuaded you. That's why Paul, standing before Agrippa, in making defense of the gospel, Agrippa shouted and screamed. Agrippa shouted, ah, you almost persuade me to be a Christian. Have you seen? You almost, because the gospel itself is what persuades you to believe in God, to believe in what Christ has done. So it is not of yourself. It is not from you. It is a work of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Jesus says, no one can come to me unless him whom the Father draws. So the Father draws men. The Father persuades men. He calls men in the gospel of Christ. So that persuasion is not from you. That persuasion is not your work. That persuasion is not something you did. It was something God did in Christ Jesus by the agency of the Spirit. Glory be to God. So the persuasion is from God. The faith that you claim to have is from God. So salvation is faith without works. In Christian living, faith without works is dead, inoperative, ineffective, inactive towards our fellow men. It's finding no expression towards our fellow men. It's as though we don't have faith, though we have faith. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. It's the same way in a situation where you need to exercise your authority in Christ Jesus and you're just looking at it. In that particular scenario, your faith is dead. It is inactive. It's not finding expression, because you are meant to use your authority in Christ. You are meant to speak to sickness, but you are not doing it. So in that context also, faith is dead. But in salvation, faith without works is the saving faith. Faith without works is the living faith. Faith is without works is what saves you. Glory be to God. Faith without works. Grace through faith. Not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Glory be to God. I've said these things emphatically for a reason. You must never forget it. Go back to the Bible. Study. Revisit these things. Faith without works is salvation. Faith without works is dead in Christian living. Faith without works in salvation is the saving faith. It's faith that is alive to God. Hallelujah. Faith without works in Christian living is faith that is not finding expression to the other man. And that's the only meaning of faith without works is dead. It is not finding expression. It is not active towards your fellow man, though it is existent. Hallelujah. Though it exists, though you have it, it is not finding expression. It's of no use to the other man. So it is dead to that person. You know, the deadness is relative. It is dead to the man. But for salvation, faith without works is what saves. Glory be to God. Do good to tune in tomorrow. We'll continue to study. We'll see yet another implication of believing a gospel that is void of assurance of faith alone in Christ alone. You don't want to miss it. Hallelujah. You don't want to miss it. Invite your friends, your relatives, your colleagues, classmates. Talk to somebody about it. And let's have a great time again in the Word of God. And do have a great day being full of the Word, full of the Spirit, full of prayers, full of spiritual songs. And be a blessing to somebody. See you in the next episode.